Surely it is the time to worship. Welcome. It's Tuesday, July 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2013. Well, welcome to you. God bless you on this wonderful day. We're so glad that you are assembled with us. Thank you for your faithfulness and your commitment to prayer, to petitions, to praise, to intercessions. We thank you for your faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to Maximum Radio, and we are on the program called Global Time with Jesus Christ. I have this privilege and honor of being your host and prayer partner for the next 30 minutes or so. My name is Aubrey Gregory, and if you've tuned in with us for the first time, well, we trust that you'll be blessed on today. Prayer, the most awesome power in our local universe. We thank God for this day, and we trust that the spirit of prayer will descend upon us and cause us to really pray God's heart. We trust that you are well. How are you today? We trust that you're feeling well and that you're ready to stand and trust the Lord one more time for 24 hours. Yes, don't worry about tomorrow. Just worry about today. Well, not worry, but just trust God for today. We have enough on our plate for today. In the Great I Am series that we've been involved with on a daily basis, Monday through Friday, we're learning about the various facets of God's character. There are so many facets that we're already in the space of eternity, learning of Him and His ways for all eternity. We just can't get it all in one moment or one lifetime. We'll be learning of Him. He is that huge in terms of who He is and what we need to learn about Him. And today we're learning that He is both the giver and the gifts. In other words, I am both the giver and the gifts. Think about that. That's very, very special. And where did we get that? Well, the Apostle James wrote in the first chapter, in the 17th verse, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. He is Himself the perfect gift in so many ways that, as I said earlier, we can go a whole lifetime of a discovery of who He is in His magnitude, His size, His scope, in His dimension. So today's I Am is both the giver and the gifts. I think that is so wonderful. I trust that you have a praise report and or a prayer request. One of the things that opportunities that we have as we come into this great space of being in the presence of God and being in the power of agreement is that we can offer petitions, intercessions, and praise. And praise is the weapon. Psalm 18:3, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies.
Amen.
That is powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. We can call upon him, and therefore we are saved from our enemies. And our enemies are not people. They're not flesh and blood. They are these dark forces that are camped or encamped against you and against me, against our development and our becoming and our manifestation as the sons of God. So we can praise them out of our presence in the name of Jesus. All right, we are committed to praying for what God is doing in the earth. He is raising up nations that will submit to the rulership and the reign of Jesus Christ, who is his son. Well, in this series, we are praying for Muslim nations, and today is approximately day 18 of the Muslims' celebration of Ramadan. And Ramadan is a religious period for them of special prayer and fasting. And we are praying for them that God would be able to break through by his Son. The light of Christ will break through and push back the dark forces that are keeping these nations from seeing the light of the sun, and that's S-O-N. We're praying for the nation of Yemen today. That's Y-E-M-E-N. Now, these things may seem foreign to us, but they're not foreign to our Father, who has promised his Son the entire earth, all of the nations. Psalm 2. He says, ask of me, and I will give you the nations. And if in your translation, which may be the King James Version, well, the word nations, heathen there, that's what you will see, is the word nations. That's what it means. So we are praying for Yemen, who is destined to be a nation under God, under the rulership of the king, of the Lion of Judah, of the one whose name is Truth, of the one whose name is Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. There are nearly 18 million people in the nation of Yemen. All of them are Muslim. Here's what Isaiah 29 says, verse 7 and 8. And the multitude of all the nations that fight against Ariel, and here Ariel means Jerusalem, even all that fight against her and her munition, and that distress her, shall be as a dream of a night vision. It shall even be as when a hungry man dreameth, and behold, he eateth, but he awaketh, and his soul is empty. Or as when a thirsty man dreameth, and behold, he drinketh, but he awaketh, and behold, he is faint, and his soul hath appetite. So shall the multitude of all the nations be that fight against Mount Zion. Let us pray. Please join me. Our Heavenly Father, without Jesus Christ, without the Son, and without the light of your Son, this nation that has so many challenges and issues and problems is without hope. These oppressed people are without hope. But in your kingdom, I join with others today in recognizing that you have the right to reign and to rule over the nation of Yemen. We join in proclaiming the overthrow of the evil forces, evil spirit forces that have bound, oppressed, and have been ruling over this nation. We join in proclaiming that Jesus Christ is both the Christ, the Savior, the Lord, and ruler of the nation called Yemen. That this nation is destined to be part of your kingdom as you rule and continue to reign. We thank you, Father, for that truth that comes right from your word, that all the nations are yours. All the earth is yours without exception. In the 9th chapter, one of my favorite passages because it is so powerful, it's elusive in trying to get our minds wrapped around it. It's so powerful in scope. Read it. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. It says, the hope of every nation lies with the child. That is the hope of the nations. He said, for unto us a child is born, a son is given. Well, that was a prophecy that we actually know came to pass. That was about 800 years or so before Jesus was born. Unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. Well, that has already been fulfilled. He was born. He now sits in rulership at the right hand of the Father. So we thank God that we are able to know that his word is true. We spoke yesterday about walking in prophecy or the prophetic. Well, that was prophetic and has been fulfilled. Well, welcome to all of you. I thank you for accompanying me on this journey of prayer. Our switchboard is super saturated. We thank you because you're committed to prayer. Now, if you have a prayer request, please do not hold it. Do not withhold it. Just let us have a peek into it, and so that we can agree with you. We can agree with you. Your heart, what's on your heart, is important to God. What concerns you concerns the Lord. And so just wanted to invite you to lay out what's on your heart that the Lord will do. The Lord does nothing but by prayer. And without prayer, he does nothing. Think about that. So if we don't speak it, we don't articulate it, we don't put it out, then there's no power of agreement. It says if two or three, see, two or three in the scriptures, that's a witness. It says if two or three, heaven has three who are in agreement. In the earth, we must also replicate that. It says, if two or three on the earth would touch and agree concerning anything, it shall be done. This power of agreement, collaboration, cooperation is powerful. Powerful. And so, if heaven works that way, it works that way on earth as well. Amen. Now, friends, I want us to think for a moment. There may be someone out there that does not have a personal relationship with the Lord. as you and I have committed to, and they may be listening. It may have been divinely appointed on this day that they would tune in and dial into our program, or they're listening to a stream. They're only divine appointments. There are no accidents. So we want to pray for such a person right now. We want to pray with them. We want them, even as we pray for nations, to come under the light and submission and the powerful blood of Jesus Christ, that individuals actually understand and are moved on by the Spirit of God. So if there's someone listening that has not committed themselves to the light of Christ, have not turned their lives over to the Lord, well, we want to lead you and pray with you right now. So if you would just believe what the scripture says, and if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is who he is, nothing less than the Son of God, you'll be saved. Saved from what? You'll be saved from a life that is really death without him. Death without him. You'll be saved from that. You'll be saved unto him. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, and you may repeat what I'm saying. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. We come in his holy name. I acknowledge that your Son, Jesus Christ, is my Lord and my Savior, who I acknowledge is above all and has all authority and power in heaven. He has power also in the earth. He has power over and in and through my life. I willingly bow, surrender, and submit all areas of my life, all that I am, and all that I have unto you, Heavenly Father, unto you, the Son, and unto you, the Holy Spirit, the one true and living God, who is Creator of heaven and of the earth. I am willing to live under your lordship, under your rulership, for the rest of my life. I thank you for making a way, providing a means for my sin, my rebellion, my own way, to be forgiven and to be cleansed and to be washed from all guilt. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for redeeming me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Now, friend, if you believe that in your heart, you are saved. You are in relationship with the Lord in a powerful way through faith right now. So we thank God for this entrance that he has provided for us. Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's the best policy we can have. It's the best insurance that we can have. So we thank God for you. We'll continue to pray for you that you will be raised up as a mighty warrior, using every weapon that's available through the Spirit of God to stand. Now you're no longer a victim, you're an overcomer. You're no longer being ruled over and conquered by dark forces, you're now an overcomer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. So give God the praise. It's now your one of your first weapons. One of the first weapons that you want to learn how to use. Praise Him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory and honor be to your name.
Praise His name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Once again, welcome to all of our prayer partners and intercessors on today. We thank you for joining us. Thank you for being so faithful and so committed. And we trust that God is blessing you. Expect unusual miracles and unusual blessings coming into your life because of how you are serving. We bring the sacrifice of praise and prayer unto the Lord. And He always rewards sacrifice, always. And so, even on today, expect unusual favor, unusual blessing. Look for it, anticipate it, because God is faithful. Amen? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Once again, feel free to voice a prayer request or a praise report, and know that God is still on the throne, always, no matter what you encounter. God is always on the throne. I received a letter on last week from someone who is incarcerated, and I was just joyed to discover that they're still serving the Lord. They have found a place of existence and peace in Him. And right now I want to ask your agreement as we offer some prayers for those that are incarcerated. Now, many may not be aware, but there is a contingent or a part of the church, talking about people of God, that are behind the prison walls. That is true. I remember becoming conscious of that many years ago. I was at a conference on the same, and it just blew my mind. I had not thought about that before. That behind the prison walls, the church is there. The church is there. And that's why we are exhorted to remember those that are in prison. So let us pray for them now, if you will. Let us agree concerning their situations, even now. Father, we thank you that you're causing us to become aware and become conscious of the scope and the dimensions of your plan and purposes and how great they are. They're way above anything that we can think or imagine. And Father, we realize that you have people behind the prison walls that have called upon you. They've called to you. You've heard their cry. And you've moved upon them by your Spirit. You've moved in their lives according to their cry, according to their faith. And Father, now we send the word of faith and encouragement to those that are behind the prison walls right now. Cause this day to be a day of growth and development, a day of further seeking and hungering and thirsting after your righteousness. Cause this to be a day, Lord, where those who may not have actually found you yet, but that you'll find them today, and they will be found, and they'll find you.
Okay.
They will enter in, given the invitation of your great love and your mercy, that mercy and your grace will overcome justice.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that mercy and grace are with them. In the name of Jesus. Touch them right now, both men and women. We speak peace to them, Lord, because there are many that have anxieties about their families that are outside, their children, their spouses, their parents. Father, we speak peace. We send your word of peace. Your peace is what we are commending to them right now in the name of Jesus. Bless them. Bless them even as they rise up today, Lord. And Father, keep them safe from the enemy in the name of Jesus. Keep them safe. Keep them safe. Make them invisible to their adversary. In Jesus' name, we ask you to install a hedge of protection around them, around their lives, right now, even as they courageously serve you in the midst of great dysfunction, great sin, that they choose to serve you. Help them to see the rewards of serving and having a relationship with you. We send blessings, many blessings to them right now, that they will, on the end of their term and sentence, they would return to our communities as giants of faith to build, to restore. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for them.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise
you.
Praise
you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we need a mind of
Hallelujah.
Yes, cover them, Lord, God's name.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
The people that did not have you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Move by your Spirit. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. mountains bow down, and the sea
Hallelujah.
Will roll. May God bless you on today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Hi. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you,